It all started in May 2008 in the impoverished township of Alexandra in Johannesburg. Local residents in this poor suburb started chasing out foreign nationals, accusing them of committing all sorts of crimes, including allegations of stealing their wives. The attacks soon spread throughout the whole country. There was an international outcry when pictures of foreigners being beaten and burnt to death were published in newspapers and seen on television across the globe. A coordinated effort between the government and non-governmental organizations managed to stop the attacks, but 60 people had already been killed and thousands of foreigners displaced. A recent meeting between government, labor and non-governmental organizations in Johannesburg has revealed that xenophobic violence is still far from over in South Africa. The African Center for Migration and Society at the Witwatersrand University in Johannesburg revealed that an estimated 120 foreign nationals were killed in 2011, followed by an additional 140 in 2012, all as a result of incidents linked to xenophobia. The organization's director, Lauren Landau, is calling for urgent action to be taken.
The attacks neither started in 2008 nor have they finished. Obviously, they've changed form. 2008 represented a peak of violence, but there's been attacks almost every week this year, and hundreds of people have died since 2008.
Other non-governmental organizations also confirm that attacks continue to happen, with shops owned by foreigners being looted and burnt down, resulting in injury or loss of life. Sicelimpilo Shangebutane, director at the Consortium for Refugees and Migrants in South Africa, urges all community stakeholders to come together and tackle the problem head on.
We are calling upon government to really intensify the implementation of these programs that are addressing social cohesion, but also other sectors like organized labor, business and civil society, to really mobilize resources and ensure that we promote social cohesion in South Africa.
Sandile Mamela, the Chief Director of Social Cohesion in the Department of Arts and Culture, says the government is working hard to end the attacks. He describes the 2008 violent xenophobic attacks as a terrible tragedy and a big mistake that is regrettable. However, reports of allegedly repeated ill-treatment of foreign nationals by some police officers, nurses and immigration officials have raised serious questions on the government's commitment to end xenophobia. But Mamela says measures are being put in place to prevent different forms of confrontations that may lead to eruption of violence between locals and foreigners.
It's about time that government embarks on an aggressive drive to actually inform and educate, especially government officials, including the police, to treat everyone with respect.
However, experts warn that as long as unemployment, poverty, and inequality continue to rise in South Africa, locals are likely to vent their frustration on foreigners that are also scrambling for the same scarce jobs, health services, houses, and other essentials. Emmanuel Maravanyika, a criminologist at Monash University, says the government should urgently address socio-economic challenges that are the cause of social unrest amongst the locals.
These acts of xenophobia mainly occur in high areas of poverty. You need to address the underlying issues because these issues are fairly socio-economic. Relative deprivation amongst respective communities where these incidences of xenophobia do take part.
Maravanyika also believes there is need to put in place a legislative framework that will make it easy to prosecute those engaging in acts of xenophobia. This, he says, will act as a deterrent to any person planning to engage in acts of xenophobia. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedict Lhapo.